the kingdom of God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's how you love God. Matthew 22. This is not life fest. I call it flesh fest. This is an offering for worldly goats that want to entertain their flesh. God does not want your music whore offerings. People that sell the things of God for mammon. Toby Mac becoming a multimillionaire selling a compromised gospel that Jesus made a whip for in John 2. Toby Mac, the music whore, the heretic, unites to men that have thrown Jesus to the curb and are now supporting LGBT. That's Toby Mac. Toby Mac, pride and vanity. Toby Mac, unsound doctrine, false doctrine. Bob Lentz, Roman Catholicism, linked all over here. They teach to practice the Catholic Mass every day here. This is not of God. This is a sinful carnal offering that pleases your flesh, does not please the Holy Savior.
So then, with what you're saying, would you say that...
With what I'm saying specifically, what I've said a whole bunch of things. What are you saying? My sign says what? Read it.
Okay, so Satan owns the world and the church.
Yep.
And change. Okay, so repent means change. Change direction.
Turn direction. Change your mind. Change your ways.
Yeah, it's like a boat. Change.
You don't go the same direction when you repent. You leave all sin.
Right.
The American church practices sin.
Right, exactly.
So does Flesh Fest.
Have you heard of the Council of Trent?
The Council of Trent. Yes. What difference does that make to what we're talking about today? Why?
Because the Council of Trent is where, at the close of it, a Jesuit priest stood up and said, they want to end this. They said, the Protestants, you are no different than us. You keep the traditions that we started.
They haven't ended anything. The Catholic doctrines are still the same. The popes murdered 50 million people in the Dark Ages. They still teach a false gospel, the Roman Catholics do. They still believe the bread and the wine become the literal body. They still believe Mary hears your prayers. They still tell you to pray to the rosary. They still believe men can forgive your sins. They still believe you should pray and go to the Mass or it's in sin. The Roman Catholic faith is a blasphemy. When they do the Mass and they say, Jesus, come down in the bread and the wine, it's a re-crucifixion of Jesus Christ, controlled by men. Bob Lentz from Life Fest, Flesh Fest, says on the testing I have, look it up at Google, Life Fest Exposed, I have a picture of Bob Lentz saying, they're my mentors, the Roman Catholic faith. He prays with them. He invites them into the Roman Catholic Mass. That's demonic. The Roman Catholic faith is a demonic perversion of the gospel and God's word. Then he's got Andrew Palau coming up. Andrew Palau preaches, raise your hand, say a prayer, and go to heaven. This is a corrupt, easy-believe gospel that Bob Lentz brings in with Andrew Palau. Louis Palau, his father, was also a corrupt heretic that said the Pope was a man of God. Pope Francis was a man of God who knows Jesus and people should follow him. So everything about Life Fest, Flesh Fest is ungodly, unbiblical, sinful, and if you go here knowing it's sinful, and if you don't test to the word of God, you're in willful sin that Hebrews 10:26 says there's no sacrifice for. But fiery judgment is coming for you and will devour the adversaries of God, but God's sheep hear his voice and they follow him. You're not following Jesus at Life Fest. You're following your flesh. You're following a bunch of music whores. You're following false doctrine. You're following worldly carnal motivational speaker Bob Lentz. They're selling the things of God that Jesus made a whip for in John 2. Oh my, what else do we need? The Bible says one lie keeps you out of the kingdom of God. Revelation 22:14. I just gave you 8 things they're doing here that are sinful. Don't even try to defend it, because I will not even go there. There you go. So you need to repent and come out of this.
You're interrupting me. You're not even listening.
But you're trying to defend this place. Are you going in there to partake of this? Really, are you going in there to partake of this? You don't look like a godly evangelist. Really? Jesus said I'm supposed to judge fruit. That's a worldly saying. Don't judge a book by cover. What if I use the F word a lot and you said, wow, that's vile and sinful? I said, don't judge a book by its cover. That's just the outside. That's ridiculous, sir. What's in your heart comes out in how you talk, how you dress, how you act, what you preach. And if you're going in there, I can tell you're compromised. I see your fruit. Jesus said, judge rightly by a person's fruit. I can see your fruit. So you're a false evangelist. Yeah. By your fruit you are. Your lips say one thing, but your fruit says another. Now you're talking to Councilor Trent. Councilor Trent has nothing to do with Life Fest and the worldly American churchianity. No, sir, those are ungodly pagan holidays. That's why I call out the American church for their ungodliness, for their false pagan holidays, for Good Friday, Easter, Christmas that are Roman Catholic holidays. But yet evangelicalism in the American church is keeping all these false ways. They are. Here you go. You got the Catholics that are the whore system of Revelation, I believe. You got the evangelical Protestants that come out of her. They're the daughters of the whore. Now you got the Baptists, the non-denominationals, the Church of Nazarene, all the rest of them, 40,000 flavors. They're all daughters of the whore, the harlot system, the Roman Catholic Church, and they all keep her false ways. And this is proof right here. They're keeping many false ways here, like this instrumental fleshly music, like their false gospels, like their corrupt churchianity on Sunday. Sunday's not the Lord's day. No, not even Saturday. Today we're resting in Christ. There is no Sabbath Saturday anymore. We're resting in Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4 tells us that.
Who changed the fourth commandment?
Who took what?
Who changed the fourth commandment?
God changed the fourth commandment.
When? And show me where.
When Jesus died and he said he is now fulfilled everything, and he said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath, and Hebrews 4 tells us we're resting in Jesus Christ, and I can prove the Sabbath is not eternal. What's the Sabbath? Friday night to Sunday, or Saturday. Friday night to Saturday night. The sun goes up, goes down, it starts the Sabbath. I can prove to you it's not eternal.
It's a commandment.
It's not eternal. It's not for always.
He says it's for always.
No. Olam, olam means for all your generations. For eternity means all generations. Look at the Hebrew. I can prove to you we don't keep Friday to Saturday anymore. Christ is our Sabbath rest. We're resting in Christ. In the New Testament saints did not keep Saturday Sabbath. The Jews were still keeping it. That was their way. The New Testament Gentile saints didn't do that. But go look in Revelation. When the end of times come, the sun, S-O-N, will be the light. There will be no need of the S-U-N. The sun will go. There goes your Sabbath rest. Your Sabbath rest is gone. Christ is our Sabbath rest, and we rest in him. But you're not resting in Christ while you're practicing this goat farm religion. Life Fest is a flesh fest. You have to repent and come out of every false way. Let's be clear. You're not worshiping Jesus here. You're entertaining your flesh. Let's just be honest and let's be clear. You're entertaining your flesh in a worldly, carnal way. Jesus didn't put on music shows. Paul didn't put on music shows. Peter didn't put on music shows. They preached the gospel and people responded to it, and they lived in holiness and they kept the New Testament body in all of its ways. This is an abrogation of the Word of God. This is a corruption of the gospel. This is splicing the culture to a false Jesus that cannot save you. And so we come and we preach, and glory to God. Three people today, three young people, heard the proclamation of the gospel, said, I got to go test that. They turned around and they left and they said, I can't partake of this flesh fest until I go and I scour the scriptures. Three people out of what? 30,000 that are going to be here so far. That's exactly what Jesus said will be. Few, a puny few, will hear the proclamation and answer. The rest are going to suffer the wrath of God. It's coming in flaming fire. He's going to destroy every religious system. He's going to destroy every Christian festival. He's going to destroy the politics. He's going to destroy every denomination. Why are you laboring to prop up what Jesus is coming to destroy, neighbor? 2 Thessalonians 1:7-9. He's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. You're not obeying the gospel here.
What you're describing here on this entertainment is what the Vatican II Council called in the 1960s. They get up there and be entertained. You get their people waving their hands, stomping their feet.
I really don't care what the Vatican says. Are you Roman Catholic? Sure sound like you are. Why are you talking about everything the Catholic said, the priest said, and the... That's not the rule of the world.
The root.
No, well, whatever. There's a lot of roots in the world. There's a kingdom of God and there's a kingdom of Satan. This is Satan's kingdom. He's developed all this false religion. And if you're in there partaking of it, you go in there and evangelize and do it biblically, they'll throw you out. I'd last 10 seconds in there. Now, you can go in there. I've heard guys say, well, I go in there, I'm praying with people. Are you telling them to come out of there? Are you telling them to repent? Are you telling them they're going to lose their soul? No. They'll go complain to the leaders and they throw you out of there. You don't go in quicksand to save someone. You stand outside and throw them a rope and pull them out. That's ridiculous. You wouldn't lay with a harlot to witness the gospel to her, would you? That's what you're doing. You go in there and lay with the spiritual harlotry to try and save a few. That's not of God. Our first charge is to worship God in spirit and truth. We don't go in and practice what they're doing. We don't go walking amongst it. I go to the Super Bowl. I preach against it. I call people out of it. I tell people you're going to lose your soul following this false way. I don't go in and watch the game. That's a blasphemy against the holy God. This is sin and wickedness. You should look up my testing, young man. Look up LifeFest Exposed. We come up number 2 on Google. We have a whole testing to show you why this is ungodly, not of God. We were here last year. They had demonic rock bands here last year like Skillet. They have corrupt music whore. No, sir. Well, I'm messianic. I follow Messiah, but we're not Hebrew roots. Hebrew roots are a cult. Hebrew roots keep the Torah law. You can't keep Torah law today. Folks, you're being deceived by false religion. You're here to entertain your flesh. Don't fool yourself. You are not worshiping Jesus here. Jesus does not want your carnal, false Christianity. Jesus wants worship of holiness, truth, and your life, your whole life. You can't live like the world. You can't dress like the world. You can't talk like the world. You can't spend your money like the world. You can't worship like the worldly church and claim a holy Savior. It makes total sense, folks. Repent and seek the kingdom of God or you're going to lose your soul. Hebrew roots are false. The 613 laws were given to Israel. But we do keep some pre-Torah things.
10 of those 613 are the
divine. We do keep the moral law. Except for the Saturday Sabbath. That's not active today, but the rest of the Ten Commandments is for today. Because why? It's echoed in the New Testament. Torah law is not echoed in the New Testament. But the ten are, except for the Saturday Sabbath. Nowhere did Paul instruct the Gentiles to keep Saturday Sabbath. In fact, Acts 15 tells the opposite. They don't do it. They don't have to keep the law, it says, in Acts 15. But we do keep pre-Torah things. We do believe that one man and one woman is God ordained in Genesis 1 and 2. We do believe that man takes dominion over the earth. That's in Genesis 1 and 2. We do believe that God dressed us in Genesis 3 by shedding blood in tunic-like garments to cover our forms, not showing your bodies off, not showing off yourselves in pride and vanity. Look at going into there to worship Jesus, strutting and showing her stuff off when I preach about godliness. This is not of God, folks. Jesus said he sees your fruit.
No, I was in Hawaii.
He did what?
He did not have a shirt on.
That's nakedness.
On the very back,
folks, you're being deceived by false religion here. You're not worshiping Jesus. You're worshiping your flesh. What's the gospel to eternal life? What's the gospel to eternal life? I've been asking all these men, thousands of men. I've got an experiment going. Thousands of men I've been asking, what's the gospel? and then bring your Bible and show me anything I've said that's not true about Fleshfest. Coming out of the world, not being like the world, not keeping false ways, not one man has brought a Bible. Not one man. A few mockers have come up and tried to mock, but God's word slices them apart. Not one man out of thousands. Folks, you can't follow false Jesus. You're here to entertain your flesh. If you think Jesus wants this type of worship, this is a false carnal Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 11:4, Paul warns about false Jesus, false spirits, and false gospels. This is Roman Catholic linked. Bob Lentz is linked with Roman Catholicism. They put the mass on here every day. This is carnality and sin. They're going to teach you a false gospel of easy believism. Look at all the harlotry that goes on here. Young men constantly coming up to me telling me, "Preacher, I got to look at the ground in my church. The girls all dress like whores." This is not of God. And the pastors and the fathers and the mothers approve of it. What were you telling me about this man?
Okay. So, anyways, get all flustered. And he said, and he apologized profusely. He said, "Sir, I'm really sorry." He says, that was my younger year. I can't take these off.
False gospel here, false Jesus here. Repent, you're going to lose your soul. Really? If you've repented, why are you coming to this false place, sir? Open your Bible and show me the gospel to eternal life, and we'll talk about why Fleshfest is unbiblical. You see, John 13 says, "This is the love, that the world will know you're my people by your love for each other." There's no love here. Nobody wants to open their Bible. And if I'm so wrong, how come nobody's coming and eviscerating me with the Word of God? How come no one's coming and saying, we can be worldly. We can watch false fleshly entertainment. We can unite to Roman Catholicism and false gospels. How come nobody's doing that?
They're seared.
So this is, you know why? What's your first name?
Ron.
Ron? I'm Tupos. So this is why I do what I do. Guess what? I stand here. You know why? If I go in there, that's where all the goats are. When I stand here, I have talked to many, mostly young people that are listening, and they go, "Yeah, this stuff bothers me, preacher. I got to look into this. Yeah, I'm going along to get along, but it bothers me." I stand out here. If I go in there, I'm promoting it. I stand out here, and guess what? Sheep come to the preacher when you proclaim the gospel. All right, so all these people walking by, they're not the sheep of God. Anyone that's a sheep of God is going to go, "What are you talking about? I got to look into this. Hey, am I wrong? I got to know what the truth is." Again, three young men left here because they said, "Wow, my conscience is pricked. This is not of God, is it?" I said, "It's not." They wasted $80 and they left. I love it. I'll take three any day of the week when Jesus said there'll be few. So that's why I would warn you about going in, being part of this, paying your money to link to Roman Catholicism. If you're really of God, you've got to become of God yourself in how you act, talk, dress, live, how you preach. The death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is our foundation. And repentance to Him coming out of every false way, that's Lifefest, that's the American church system, that's your own false ways, my own false ways, that's the culture's false ways. And then be born again when God sees a willing vessel. God gives the Spirit to those who obey Him. Acts 5. Who obey Him. When you obey God, you walk in holiness and obedience, not in this carnal flesh. And when you walk in holiness and obedience, you get the grace of God, and He helps you endure to the end. That's the biblical gospel. That's the biblical gospel. These people here are teasing their flesh. These people here are walking in carnality. These people here love the false Jesus, but they hate the biblical Savior. And they're just like the Pharisees in Jesus' day. They had a false idea of their faith and their system, but the true Savior was standing before them. I'm standing here representing the true Savior that says, come out of the world, come out of every false way, come out of the flesh, and look at everybody's going to follow false Jesus. Yeah, 2 Corinthians. Yep, yep, and 2 Corinthians 6. Come out. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. So, do you belong to a church body? Do you attend one?
I don't attend one, so I can't find... Okay, here's the thing. The church is... Rick and mortar church, you can't find...
Yeah, exactly. I've been doing this for years. I don't know one place in a building where they're fully biblical. They're all compromised, corrupted with money, false traditions, Christmas, Easter, worldliness, carnality. You know what I do see? scattered saints all over the world that I know. One here, one there, one there, one there. And they're all going, where is everybody? And I said, they're scattered all over the world. There's no building-centered faith because God didn't ordain it that way. He did away with the temple. We're supposed to be gathering in homes and parks and fields and going out and preaching the gospel, not putting on goat shows. And, well, we're the temple. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's our master. And all of us, when we come together, we're the body of Christ. I tell you what, you don't seem like a mocker. You go to my website. You look up my testing on LifeFest. My email's on there. Here's my offer to you, Ron. You find anything that I teach that's unbiblical, you email me. If you're serious, I'll give you my phone number. When you email me, we'll talk on the phone. I will repent of anything I teach that you can show me in Scripture I have wrong. All I ask for men when they contact me or anybody like this is, that's the fruit that you're of God. You're willing to repent. It's not about pride. It's not about I'm right. I got no truth. I got God's word. That's all I got. And I'm going to stand on it till somebody knocks me off. But the only thing that knocks me off, guess what it is? God's word. A big guy a little while ago wanted to fight me. He was going to punch me in the face. He went in there. Another guy walked by and spit on me. He tried to, and the wind blew it. I loved it. My father protected me. He walked by, and he goes like this. And a big breeze went and blew it away. And I said, sir, you missed. And you know what he said to me? When I come out, I won't miss. And his mother turned around and said, ready? Why are you judging him? He didn't spit on you. He just admitted he tried. And his mother was defending him. And then another guy came out, was screaming in my face, telling me to get out of here. Ready? He told me, you're right. The Roman Catholic faith is demonic. Why are you here? Get out of here. And he's screaming in my face in front of the cops. And I looked at the cop. Another guy kicked my cooler over, knocked all my stuff out. And they all go in here and they'll be worshiping God. This is false Christianity, Ron. This is not biblical Christianity. I hope that you see that. Contact me. I'd love to know more about you and encourage you. Do you live around here?
No, I live on
Okay.
I will remember that.
Yeah, you got my gospel card. You have to repent. You're going to lose your souls in this false Christianity. Come out of every false way. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Tupos.
Tupos?
Tupos.
Like almost
Tupac, but Tupos. Nope, Tupos. You know what it means in Greek? Example. I want to be an example. My wife is Amen. In Hebrew, that means faithful. God gives us new names one day, you know, in Revelation. We took new names a little bit early. We got rid of our old worldly names. There's nothing spiritual about it. It's just we decided to do it.
There were some people that, not Hebrew roots. But anyways, they're married, and they got divorced in the court system, and they got remarried outside the court system, but the court system didn't tell them what to do.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of people do that. I've heard of that, so,
and,
yeah.
And they have godly names for...
Yeah, that's why we decided to do that. I hope to hear from you.
All right, you
take All right,
me.
I love you. Hey, you again. I have a question for you.
I do, yes.
Were you the guy that brought... No, I don't think you are, but I'm going to ask you. You saw me last year? Were you the guy that brought your youth pastor to me? Okay, there was a young man that looked like you that brought his youth pastor to me, and his youth pastor and I had quite an interesting conversation. So.
How did it end up?
His youth pastor was defending all kinds of sin, and I put a testing up at their church to tell them their sin, and I told him I was going to do it, showed him the pagan holidays, the worldliness, the false gospel, their whole church system. I sent him the testing. They blocked me on Facebook ASAP and never sent me one correction, never said anything. That's what they always do. They run and hide in the dark. John 3:19-21, Jesus said, the light has come. He's the light. And men love darkness, so they run in the dark. What happens to criminals when police show up? They run. What do law-abiding citizens do when the police show up? We stand there and go, hey, glad you're here, guys. We love you keeping the law. So John 3:19-21, the light has come. Men who love darkness go into sin, but those who walk in the truth come into the light. This is not the light of Jesus Christ. This is false Christianity. Can I help you guys with something else?
Good, a question.
Yeah, you have a question.